The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 8, text number 15. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on June 1st, 2013, in Suriname, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Mamupetya punarjanma. Dukhalayam Ashashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Sangsidin Paramam Gata Mamupecha Punarjanma Dukhalayam Ashashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Sangsidin Paramam Gata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport. Since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as avyakta and akshara and parama gati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision and it is inexplicable, but it is the highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. The Mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personalist devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the supreme souls. So, here we are. After all these millions of births, here we are now in the human form. We do not remember what a struggle we went through to get to this human form. If we could remember how much trouble we went through to get this human body, we would not spoil it in sense gratification. The tongue, the belly, the genitals, etc. But because our nature is forgetfulness, we do not take this human form of life very seriously. Therefore, we are instructed in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have a human form, you must utilize it for self-realization. So, if we follow this injunction of the Vedanta Sutra, and we utilize this human life to inquire about the Absolute Truth, then we are human beings. Otherwise, what are we? Simply animals. The word for animal in Sanskrit is pashu. So, normally the animals, they run on four legs. The human being who does not inquire about the Absolute Truth, he is called Dvipada Pashu. Two-legged animal. And when he becomes an old man, and he walks with a cane, he is called Tripada Pashu, three-legged animal. So, do you want to live like an animal? Do you want to be an animal? Simply gratifying your temporary material senses. If you want to become actual human being, then you must take to Krishna consciousness as your only business. The body we maintain, not for the purpose of sense gratification. But so it will not distract us from our Krishna consciousness. Our only business is puja. Just like Srila Prabhupada explains his father Gaur Mahandev. He was a cloth merchant in Calcutta. So he had his cloth shop. But as soon as he comes home, immediately he's doing puja. Actually, his only business was puja. He was simply running the cloth business to maintain his puja, that's all. So we take a livelihood as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a street sweeper, as a soldier, as a member of parliament, as a housewife. We take some means of livelihood simply for the purpose of maintaining our puja, for no other reason. Not that we want to become materially advanced. What good will material advancement do you, sir? Even if you become rich and famous and powerful, you will still become sick, old, and you will die. Just as the dog dies, you will also die. So what is the difference between you and a dog? If you only engage in sense enjoyment, there is no difference between you and a dog if you do not take to Krishna consciousness. But if you take to Krishna consciousness, you are called demigod, deva, sadhu. You become celebrated as the greatest person in this world by Krishna. So, if you want to have some prestige in the eyes of the Supreme, then take to Krishna consciousness. But our problem is this: instead of wanting to be prestigious in the eyes of the Supreme, we want to be prestigious in the eyes of the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So, if we simply want to become celebrated amongst the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, what does that make you? Dog, hog, camel, ass, that's all. So we should follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. We should not become bewildered by the propaganda of the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. They want us to be like them. If you take to Krishna consciousness, they say, what, are you crazy? Are you some kind of a religious fanatic? They will criticize us. So we have to learn how to become callous to their criticism. Why do they criticize us for practicing Krishna consciousness? They say we are crazy people. They say we are stupid. Like little children with no intelligence. That's what they say about us. Why do they say like that? Because, as it is said, misery enjoys company. Everybody wants to keep you down in the same hole that they are in. They are suffering birth, death, old age, and disease. And they are feeling a little lonely. So they want you to come and suffer birth, death, old age, and disease along with them. So you think it's worth it? To give them a little temporary happiness. That you give up your Krishna consciousness so you can suffer birth, death, old age, and disease along with them. And go down to the animal kingdom along with them. And they will become dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. And you can also become a dog, a hog, a camel, or an ass along with them. Do you think it's worth it to give them a little temporary sense of happiness? You will suffer birth, death, old age, and disease along with them. That's not very intelligent thing. If a man is drowning in the ocean, will you jump in and drown along with him so he doesn't feel so lonely? Or will you save him? You see? Which is more intelligent thing? I'm drowning in the ocean and I'm feeling a little lonely, so you come and drown with me. We will drown together. Or will you save that person? So my dear relative, my dear friend, why are you engaged, why are you captured by this sense gratification? Don't you realize by this sense gratification you are caught up in birth, death, old age and disease? My dear friend, my dear relative, please take to Krishna consciousness. Come out of this cycle of birth and death. Come to the transcendental platform. Take to Acharya Marg and the path of the great saints. And become Jivan Mukta, liberated soul. We are simply inviting everyone. You are all Jivan Mukta. You are souls who are bound up by the modes of nature. Jivan Mukta. Amukta. You're Jiva Amukta. Badha. You're bound up. So instead of becoming a bound up Jiva, we want you to become liberated Jiva, Jivan Mukta. By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you will achieve your transcendental form full of bliss and knowledge, eternal. You will go back to the wonderful abode of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna says never to take birth again in this suffering material existence. So now we'll try answering your questions. How can one achieve perfection by doing one of the nine processes of bhakti when all are important? In Dhammadharashtakam, it is described that the rishi does not want any kind of liberation. What is the most important process? Thank you.
Comment nous capable gagner perfection pour suivre un des 9 procédés qui finit des pratiques que je vais décrire. Et dans mon Harshitaka, il dit que le rishi n'a pas de gagner libération. Alors, qu'est-ce qui fait qui est bien pour dans la procédure?
This is the Kali Yuga. It is enjoined in the Brihan Naradiya Pelana. Haranama, 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 Yvakevalam, Kalona, Stavana, Stavana, Stavagatiran, Yata. In this age, if you want perfection, you must chant the names of the Lord. Therefore, hearing and chanting are the foundation of any devotional perfection in this age. The Vishi in the Dhammadharashtakam, he is saying he doesn't want any kind of liberation. He simply wants to remember Dhammadhar. That remembering of Dhammadhar, that is the liberation actually. If you are Krishna conscious, you don't need liberation. Because if you are Krishna conscious, you are already liberated. Next question. Why is it that we are suffering of our bad karma in this birth? My question is, when are we going to pay for our karma in this birth?
Alors, qui fait, il peut souffrir un mauvais karma qu'il nous fait dans sa naissance là. Et quand nous sommes capables de payer tout ça, bad karma là dans sa naissance là.
If you are suffering your karma, it means you haven't surrendered to Krishna. Because Krishna says, if you surrender to me, I free you from your karma. So, you're paying for your, if you have not surrendered to Krishna, you're suffering your bad karma right now. And if you surrender to Krishna, you're free from your karma. 99.999% free. That little tinge of karma is left even for the surrendered devotees to help them to remain sober. By changing our get-up, changing our appearance or clothes, can Lord Krishna grant us devotion and blessing? Not necessarily. There was one drug dealer who wanted to smuggle illegal drugs into the United States. So he shaved his head. He got some neck beads. He put some tilak on, a dhoti and kurta. And he came through the customs check there in Miami, Florida. His suitcase was full of illegal drugs. So the customs officials, they looked at him. They said, here he is, he's dressed like a Hare Krishna devotee. But he doesn't have the effulgence of a Hare Krishna. He looks dark-faced. You see, a real Hare Krishna, he not only has the dhoti, sari, tilak, but he's effulgent, like a sun god. That's a real Hare Krishna, is like a sun god. He's emanating transcendental bliss. So they looked at this so-called Hare Krishna devotee. They said, you couldn't be a Hare Krishna, you don't look bright-faced. Let me see what's in your suitcase. And they caught him, they put him in the handcuffs, and they put him in jail. You see, he had to go to prison. So it's not that by changing your clothes that you can become a devotee of Krishna. You want to become a devotee, you must change your heart. Instead of loving a dog or a cat, you must love Krishna who made all of that. And when you give your love to Krishna, you want to do everything to please Krishna. And then to please Krishna, you'll put on tilak, dhoti, sari, like that. How can someone become fully Krishna consciousness even without the support of family members? Actually, we cannot become Krishna conscious without the support of our family members. But you have to understand what is the real meaning of family members. Your family is the family of the Vaishnava family. That is your family. Not the family of blood and flesh.
ma famille c'est qui là vit avec les pauvres.
Your family is ISKCON.
Ma famille c'est ISKCON.
Your family is Vaishnava Sangha.
Ma famille c'est association des Vaishnavas.
My family members, none of them are members of our ISKCON, you see. My material family, you see. I did not depend on them. My grandmother said, why don't you become a Christian minister? So we do not require the support of our material family members to become devotees. You may say, but how is that possible? The mother and father, they are like worshipable demigods for the child. You have to please your mata and pita, your mother and father. How you can become devotee if they don't support you? But my question is this. Did Prahlad Maharaj get the support of his father for becoming a devotee? So try to understand. Can we achieve devotion over by doing only by doing mala or chanting God's name? The answer is no, you cannot. If you have to chant Shuddha Nam, the pure name, and then you can achieve pure bhakti. If you chant with offenses, you will not achieve bhakti. You can go on chanting for millions of years, but if you chant with offense, you will not achieve pure bhakti. Why does Krishna devotee consider only Krishna God and neglect other gods? What do you mean, other gods? There's only one, well, there's many gods, but there's one supreme god, you see. Therefore, Krishna is called Deva Deva. There are so many gods. It's like you have a god here in Mauritius. Your prime minister is your god. You see? And in your office, your boss is the god, you see. And in your body, you are the god of your own body, you see. God means controller. But somewhere there is a supreme controller. He is Deva Deva, the god of the gods. Just like I have one disciple in Argentina, his name is Deva Deva Das. He is a servant of the god of the gods. What is the difference between Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna? Cheram yatad dadivikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahita tab prigalaste heto. Let me try again. Cheram yatad yacheram yatavik cheram yatad vikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahita tad prakadasta yetu yashambutam apitatastam ikartakuryad govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. Lord Brahma has answered your question. He says, just as milk is transformed into yogurt by the action of acids, but the effect, yogurt, is neither the same as nor different from its cause, milk. So I adore the primeval Lord Govinda. Of whom the state of Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. So Krishna is like milk, and from that milk you can derive yogurt. Shiva is like the yogurt and Krishna is like the milk. So you can take milk and you can get yogurt. But can you take yogurt and turn it into milk? That is not possible. So Shiva comes from Krishna, but not that Krishna comes from Shiva. Therefore, Krishna is the Supreme Godhead. Why does devotee not wear a Rudraksha on his or her neck? Rudraksha. Because we are not devotees of Lord Shiva, we are devotees of Krishna, and that's why. What can one do to be loved by Krishna or to become dear to the Lord? You have to become dear to the devotee of the Lord. That is the secret of how to become dear to the Lord. You become dear to the Lord's devotee. Therefore, you have to find a devotee of the Lord who is very pure and fixed in Krishna consciousness. And you must become his disciple. In this way, Krishna will recognize you and you become dear to Krishna. You may say, but I don't want to be a disciple of any devotee. I just want to be devotee of Krishna, that's all. Because if I surrender to a Guru Maharaj, he may say, do this, don't do that. He may give me so many instructions. And I may not like to follow those instructions. So therefore, I will just take Krishna as my worshipable spiritual master. No one else. So what does Krishna say to have about you and with that attitude? What does Krishna have to say about a person with that attitude? He says, ye me bhakta jana parata na me bhakta shtate janaha mad bhaktanam chi ye bhakta ste me bhakta matamata. He says, my dear son of Pritha, one who is my devotee, na me bhakta, he's not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee, and only he is my devotee. So you want to become dear to Krishna? Then you become dear to the devotee of Krishna by surrendering to his lotus feet. According to the Bhagavad Gita, is it possible to surrender to Krishna without taking the renounced order of life? Who heard the Bhagavad Gita, original recipient? What was his name? Who can say? Arjuna. Was he a sannyasi? He had at least two wives he had. He was a married man. So obviously, huh? Four wives. Arjuna had four wives. He was not a sannyasi, he had four wives. And he was the first recipient of Bhagavad Gita. Will Krishna answer to our plea? God fulfills according to what you deserve, not according to what you desire. Whatever you would like to achieve, qualify yourself to deserve it by surrender to Krishna. In ancient times, even demons were practicing meditation and mala jap. But in modern life, now people are going for God. Why and what is the solution? If people are going for God, I don't understand the question. If everybody's going for God, there is no problem. The problem is they're not going for God. They're going for Maya.
It should be far from God.
Huh?
It should be far from God.
Oh, they're going far from God.
From His missing.
Oh, yeah, far. They left out the word far. Okay, far from God. The solution is the Krishna consciousness movement. We have to convince everyone to join this movement. I am married in a Krishna conscious family. Last year I lost my unique son who committed suicide. I just keep on asking myself why it so happened. Thank you. The boy was not Krishna conscious. That's why it happened. It's a simple answer. A Krishna conscious devotee would never commit suicide. The boy was not Krishna conscious. In Sanskrit, is Sanskrit the first language? Yes. And are the Vedas older than the Bhagavad Gita? Actually, all this knowledge is eternal. The Bhagavad Gita is part of the Vedas. Why many people are converting to Islam around the world, including Mauritius? What there is like that in the Quran? These religions are for cheating people who want to have sense gratification. And they will be cheated by their so-called religious practice. Anyone who eats meat cannot achieve the kingdom of God. Does God harm creature? So why people are using help of sorcerer and God to harm their neighbors? God is not into harming people. God is into helping people and loving people. Someone who's using a sorcerer to harm their neighbors, they are demoniac people, that's all. Yeah.
About the fact people are turning to Islamism.
Yeah.
And because we are not doing our duty. We have no cohesive together. Hindus are not together. They all have their own ways. They do not take this teacher as it is. So that's why.
Because the Hindus don't have it together to follow. If you get all the Hindus to join ISKCON, this Islam problem will go away, you see. Because the Hindus are spaced out, they don't know whether they're going or coming.
So much material, so they go to worship demigods, and they make so many mistakes that they have to suffer.
parce que je vais prier pendant des temps de vie, je fais beaucoup pendant les rêves et je souffre.
Convince all the Hindus to join ISKCON, there'll be no problem with Islam. What if parents who guide their children and give them all opportunities to lead a devotional life, but the children does all the things that break the confidence of the parents? We no longer know how and why and what to do if Krishna really taking care of them. Why is this happening? Because you lack faith in Krishna, therefore your children lack faith in Krishna. You are doubting Krishna. Therefore, your children are also doubting Krishna. You have your doubts about Krishna. Therefore, your children also have doubts about Krishna. Krishna is taking perfect care of everyone. Sarvashataham hridisandavishto matakmatir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in the heart of all living beings, and for me come knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So if your kids want to forget Krishna, he's facilitating them. My dear boy, you want to forget me? Here's the internet. Krishna is facilitating them whatever they want, but the problem is you are doubting Krishna, therefore your children don't have strong faith in Krishna. So you increase your faith in Krishna, and that will inspire your kids to come back to Krishna. Why God tests us so much? Why does he put obstacles in our path? Krishna doesn't do that. That's Maya who does that. She's the testing agency. She wants to make sure that no nonsense, that Krishna is not bothered by any nonsense rascals. If you approach Krishna with your material desires, Maya will divert you somewhere else. She doesn't want Krishna to be bothered. She's the security service. If you approach Krishna with impure desires, she'll divert you to the tavern across the street. So approach Krishna with pure desires, you see. And then she will facilitate you. Maya Devi will help you. Durga Devi will help you. Srishti stiti palaya saddana shaktireka shayeva yasha vivanani vibharati durga ichchanna rupam api yasha chate stite sa govindu madipurusham dhamahamajami. The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature, the shadow of the chit potency. Is worshipped by all people as Durga. The creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this material world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda. In accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. So Maya Devi or Durga Devi, she is doing that testing service on the order of Krishna. And if you pass the test, Maya will help you, Durga Devi will help you to become a pure devotee of Krishna. When she sees you are sincere bhakta of Krishna, Durga Devi, Maya Devi will give you all facility to advance in Krishna consciousness. She will help you. Some people consider milk as an animal product and should be offered to Krishna. They mean should not be offered to Krishna. How far is this true? It's completely untrue. Krishna loves milk. He's always tending the cows. And they milk though. Krishna milks the cows also. And he drinks the milk from the cows. So offer milk to Krishna and he'll be very pleased with you. If someone has lovingly prepared prasadam through ignorance containing garlic and onion and they offer it with prema to Krishna, is it to be considered as a sin? It's considered, it may not be sinful, but it's certainly ignorant. So don't offer Krishna onion and garlic. It is confirmed in the Manu Smriti that onions and garlic are not suitable for eating. Why are they not suitable? They stink. Yeah, they stink. They have a very bad odor. So we don't want to give Krishna some stinky food that has onions and garlic. It stinks, it smells very bad. It's tamasic food, you see. Though Hare Krishna is most people are doing prayers, chanting Maha Mantra, but why are they still suffering in life? In other words, why are people who are chanting still suffering? Because they have not achieved Shuddhanam yet. One who achieves Shuddhanam, Prabhupada says, they don't feel the pains and pleasures of this world. They no longer because they no longer identify with the material body. The material body will always suffer pains and pleasures. You cannot avoid this. But if you become a pure chanter of Hare Krishna mantra, you will no longer identify with those pains and pleasures. It will simply be something happening out there in the external energy. Nothing to do with me. We are paying for our past karma, for last birth. How about karma from our last birth, or previous birth? How about this birth? Yes, we are suffering karma from this birth as well. These are the last two questions. Don't send any more. Lord Krishna has said to abandon all religions and sacrifices, but sacrifices still perform. Why? He didn't say give up all yajna. He said give up all dharma. Sarva dharman padit yajna. He didn't say sarva yajna padit yajna. He said sarva dharman padit yajna. He's talking about pseudo dharmas. Eka dharma, there is only one dharma, that's the surrender to Krishna. So any dharma besides surrender to Krishna, that should be given up. Why? Because other dharmas are meant for material sense gratification. Family dharma, body dharma, country dharma, this is all meant for sense gratification. What does sense gratification do? It reinforces the false identification of the self with the body. This false sense of identification is called ahankara. And this ahankara forces one to take birth after birth after birth in this material world. Therefore, we have only one dharma, and that is to please Krishna. As soon as you take up this mood, immediately you are a liberated soul. Instead of being nitya badha, eternally conditioned, you become nitya siddha, eternally liberated soul. So do not remain nitya badha. Become nitya siddha by surrendering to Krishna. So we thank you very much for this opportunity to come all the way across the island of Mauritius to this to Suriname to give you the pure name of Krishna. At the present moment, this town is Suriname. It's a, now you make it Suriname, the true Suriname. They're making everyone here into a Pakka Vaishnava. So you become the pure Vaishnavas? And you make everyone in this town of Suriname into the pure Vaishnavas. So we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Huh? Two last questions. Please.
Two last questions.
Huh?
He asked two last questions.
Two questions?
Yeah. Brahma, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Brahma said, one day, one night is 100 years. How you explain this calculation?
Did he say that for Brahma, one day, you have 100 years?
One day, one night is 1,000 years. It says that in the Bhagavad Gita.
Brahma has a different time span than we do. Yes, his... Yeah, that he is a much... His time span is different. His, he lives for 311 trillion of our years. But he experiences it as 100 years.
Okay. Second last one. For the Kali Yuga, it says 432 years. 432,000 years. 5,000 years has been gone up.
Yes.
That is 427,000 years.
Left. That's right.
Left. Is that really 427,000 years, or it's a different calculation?
There's the total of 432,000, of which 5,000 have passed, which leaves 427,000 years of Kali Yuga remaining.
Yes. Completely 427.
427,000 years is remaining. Yes.
So that is that
still coming. Yes.
Oh, still coming. So a long way to go.
Long way to go. If you want to see the whole Kali Yuga, then don't surrender to Krishna. You will see at the end of Kali Yuga, there'll be full facility for meat eating. If somebody invites you over for dinner, guess what? You're the dinner. Everyone will be cannibals at that time.
Yeah, I can guess.
Yeah. So don't wait around for the end of Kali Yuga. Go back to home, back to Godhead now where you have the chance to surrender to Prabhupada's movement, Prabhupada's teachings fully. Make your life perfect now. Don't wait around. Don't delay. Now you must surrender to Krishna right now. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
No.
Now you must take up 16 rounds. And you must follow these principles. And then we have many gurus in ISKCON. You become initiated by one of the gurus of ISKCON. You see. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Huh? Bhagavad Gita signing.
Yeah, you have.
All right. Huh? It's okay? All right. So we'll stop here. Anybody wants Bhagavad Gita? If you purchase Gita, I'll give you a written blessing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.